Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
That would be the USA, America, baby. How are you? This is Scott Hennin, Kevin Flynn here. It's time for What's on Your Mind, statewide edition. Welcome our listeners out west, listening on the Beacon of the Bakken, AM 1090, KTGO, where they had some serious snow. We got our little dusting here on the eastern end of the state, and we'll be fine. No need to pack your bags yet. It's just called winter.
Got the snow blowers fired up, do you?
Get them ready.
9 inches in Williston, saw a foot in Minot, Dean was saying.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. Can't complain in Fargo-Moorhead because the snow didn't even stick to the driveway. It's just on the grass.
That's a shot to the chops out there, as my dad would say.
Texter says, hey, it's too early for this global warming, Greta. Come on.
How dare you?
In years past, you might hear me complaining a little about an early snow, but with the mess our country and the world is in, this listener says, no complaints on the snow. Thinking this morning about all the families that are losing their loved ones to all of these unnecessary wars and demonic acts. Yeah, it's a dark time in America. There's no doubt about that. That's for sure.
You bet. Oh.
Another reason to live here, isn't it?
Yeah,
opt out of the little craziness. Why do you live here, Kev?
To prove I can.
Is that right?
This time of year. I live here for, well, you know, bro. I mean, we've known each other a long time. I spent years in Phoenix and in San Antonio and Los Angeles and San Diego and Minneapolis. I spent a lot of big cities and been there, done that, helped write the book. But I saw a lot. I mean, I was in L.A. when the Rodney King thing was going down. I mean, I've been around 10 minutes, and I live where I live on purpose. I live here because I love it here. I love the seasons. If I go to a city, I got to, like, know when we're leaving. Kind of, I'm that guy. Okay, when are we, how long are we going to be there, and when are we out? You know, I get driving into Minneapolis last Monday. The traffic and the mass of people, and it's just, you know. But I live up here. I love the seasons. I'm getting less and less to be less and less a fan of winter. But if I can get a couple, 3 weeks away from it, I think I'd be fine. Other than that, you can call me a snowbird later when that time comes.
I always say there's about 4 days of the year that, you know, generally are in the middle of some ridiculous snowstorm that you start to question why you do this each winter. But that's 4 days out of 352, so I don't think that's too bad. That's otherwise, you know, I think the change of seasons are great. I think the people are great. I think it's
that's the people.
We opt out of a lot of the craziness around the world, so
yep.
it's a great place to live. So, you know, I'm curious what. By the way, complaining about winter is so dumb. It's unbelievable because first of all. It's no secret that the winters here can be a little bit on the challenging side, right? So why in the world would you complain about it? But if you got a story on why you stay, you can let us know today. Senator Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, our biweekly event. Your chance to ask him anything you'd like. My question is, now that the House is back up and running and cranking out appropriations bills, will the Senate do the same? Where are we at with that? Government shutdown few weeks away, are we going to have an opportunity to use some leverage? against the Democrats who never want to shut down the government ever. Maybe that border bill? Enough Democrats might be interested in that. We'll talk about that more with Senator Kramer today on the program. Also, State Representative Jim Casper will join us, member of the North Dakota House of Representatives, on the change that came to the retirement, the PERS board, they call it, in the legislature. Some significant reforms done this session, and they started immediately because of the way the session was organized by the governor. Any of the changes they made went into effect immediately, so these changes happened right away, and there was a significant change on the governing board. Of course, we're going to talk with Senator Casper about what that will mean for all of us. Dan sends a note, says, here's why I stay. It's not that I wouldn't consider moving, but where would I go? There's that. Where would you go? He says, I like the lakes, but I don't like snakes, which are an issue in the South and liberal-run states. I don't like Democrats. They can't be trusted to respect or leave alone my property, income, guns, or the Constitution. Tennessee and Kentucky are poorly run states. Maybe all the bourbon helps live with that. Texas, we're back to the snakes. I've lived in... Dan's taking some time to think about this.
Jeez, Dan, yeah. Come on.
I've lived in Florida, where the air will peel the paint off your vehicle, plus snakes, alligators, and cockroaches the size of cigarette lighters. All right. Arkansas may be a retiree's dream, but the Clinton Library is there. Reminding me of how low the state is willing to go. Missouri, with St. Louis and Kansas City dictating how the state is run, I might as well look at Minnesota again. Montana, the Democrats leave the citizens alone, but the bears don't. It's a firm maybe. Utah, a definite maybe. I sure wouldn't drink as much as with their restrictive alcohol laws there. Nevada gave us Harry Reid, so I'm not a big fan. That leaves Wyoming or South Dakota.
What about Alaska? Hawaii? I don't know. I got nothing for you, Dan.
Yeah, there you go. Alaska would be back to the cold, though.
Marie comments on Facebook, weather keeps the riffraff away. That's true. It does.
Heard that line before. 20 below keeps out the riffraff.
Yeah.
To finish, Dan says here, Wyoming or South Dakota left, but they have snakes. So we're back to the snakes again.
Jeez.
Wyoming pays nearly twice as much for what I do with half the people who'd qualify for my services. But both states also still have winter. I'd rather drive on flat and straight icy roads than an icy mountain road.
Well, there you go.
It's just easier to stay, says that listener. All right, so...
There is that.
Long answer to our question, why do we stay? But nonetheless, we appreciate it very much.
It was so funny, dude. The summer of 1984 is when I packed up my bags and moved to Phoenix, Arizona. And I got there, and I had a little money because my dad had passed away, and I bought a house in Scottsdale, true story. And about a week into the house, I'm out in the garage, I see this big black spider. I'm like, that is the blackest spider I've ever seen. Look at that, Dad. I'm up close to it. My neighbor goes, yeah, don't touch that. That's a black widow. What? And then you find out black widows, rattlesnakes, and scorpions are an issue. They were an issue when I lived in Texas. And then always something gonna take you out. But the weather's better in the winter on occasion.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, you can call us at 701-271-1100 as always. So if you got a story on why you stay. Why you love
Especially
it here.
You love it cold. I mean, if you love it cold, then this is your jam.
Yeah, there you go. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Gail sends a story in for you here. There was a college professor that got up and said, if God really exists, then let him knock me out of my chair.
Okay.
Nothing happened. The class was quiet. He said, now I will give it 2 more minutes. A veteran Marine in the class stood up, punched him in the face, knocking him out of his chair and off his chair, and then sat back down.
Okay.
When the professor came to, he looked at the student and said, why did you do that? The Marine said, God was busy protecting my buddy still fighting for your right to say and do stupid stuff like this, so he sent me. That's pretty good.
Booyah!
There you go. Exactly right.
Hoorah!
You gotta laugh. Never, ever lose your sense of humor. What movie was that from?
Oh, I got tip of my tongue.
Animal House?
Don't ever lose
your sense of humor. I can't remember.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yep. Never, ever lose your sense of humor. Texter says, so I wonder if Senator Kramer is aware we are sending troops to the Middle East. There are 600 at Fort Hood getting processed to head over as we speak. Yeah, I think we've known that, right? Because we said that the Pentagon, here's a story, sending more than 900 troops to bolster anti-Iran defenses. And shortly after the events in Gaza and Israel started, the military said they were going to send troops over there. So I don't think that's a surprise, but we'll certainly ask him about it. He's on the Armed Services Committee, so we'll do that.
Facebook comment says, LOL, the Clinton Library, where the computers are built without a memory chip.
No kidding.
Spot on, buddy.
Yeah, good one. 701-271-1100. Comment on Facebook. Text us at 237-1590. Anything goes today on the What's On Your Mind program for the next segment. And we'll get to it with a recap of an important piece of reform from the last legislative session in North Dakota. Jim Casper will be here with that. Senator Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall Hour coming up next hour. So, that and more as we continue on What's On Your Mind, powered by MyPillow. Remember that promo code Scott at MyPillow.com/Scott.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to PCCNB.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mind, brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary, who are helping stem the national nursing shortage. They have a top-ranked nursing program, and they just launched a new tuition-free nursing academy. So these talented students are receiving nursing education that's second to none, strong formation in bioethics, and get this, they go on an all-expense-paid pilgrimage to Rome and Lourdes. And like I mentioned, it's all tuition-free. Applications are now open for next year's 2024 fall semester, so don't miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Learn more at umary.edu/nursingacademy. One more time, umary.edu/nursingacademy. The Daily Caller sent one of their reporters out on the streets and around campuses. There's a poll out that says half of Americans aged 18 to 24 say they support Palestine in this conflict.
Oh,
they're with,
okay.
They're with Hamas.
Yeah.
In this conflict against Israel.
They're with the peaceful people of Palestine. They're two different things, Scott. Wait a minute. They elected Hamas? Oh. Huh.
So surely with all this support, there would be people that would be willing to go there, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll find out. I have some of this coming up here in a moment. I want to check in with Denny and Moorhead first and get to a couple more texts, and then we'll play that for you. you won't be surprised at the answers, put it that way. Denny, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Kevin. I was going to ask a favor of you, because I know you say all calls are welcome. I'd like to call in once or twice a week for a couple of minutes, if that's okay with you. You know, sometimes we have a poison views or whatever, but I'd like to do it objectively, and hopefully we could come to some conclusion. About a month ago, you had Andrew Napolitano on your show, and you asked him if the three trials involving Donald Trump, and he said that Donald Trump was going to be found guilty in all three of them because there's loads and loads of evidence. And now you had the three lawyers involved in the fake elector scheme that admitted guilt and said that they all made false statements. Now, I know millions and millions of people bought into the big lie, and so, you know, I don't blame them, you know, because they believed it.
Let me ask you something, Denny. Hakeem Jeffries questioned the validity of the 2016 election. Was he an election denier? Should we pursue charges there? How about Hillary Clinton? I mean, this verbiage.
Scott, can I make?
This verbiage that's come up from the left about election deniers and fake electors, and it's people saying, "Hey, I have questions about the election." There's nothing wrong with that. You can say that. It's America.
Scott, I recall you saying that 40,000 people voted twice in Nevada. You also said that 10,000 dead people voted in Georgia. Well, Kevin Cramer asked you to give you just 1,000 names of the people that were dead that voted. I mean, if you can show the evidence, I'll rent a billboard on Main Avenue and say you were right, Scott.
Oh, Denny. Denny, I got you. Hey, bro, I got you. Let's go to Frank's Speech together, frankspeech.com. You can look at all of the different state progress that Mike Lindell and the millions of dollars he spent has made. Dude, you lose us when you say there's nothing to see there. Sorry. You lose 70, 80 million people that know that there is something to see there. Now, was it enough to overturn, et cetera, et cetera? Who knows? But when is enough cheating enough? Or what is enough? Where's that okay? Have you seen 2,000 Mules?
I would prescribe.
Have you read the book?
I was just
going to
say.
I'm just saying.
I would prescribe the movie 2,000 Mules for you. Watch that, Denny, and then call us back, and we'll keep
That's where you lose us, man, because you can't look at all of this and go, nothing to see there. Nope. Come on.
All right, let's go on the street. Should we be a little man on the street action and see about these 18 to 24-year-olds and whether or not they're willing to really support Palestine? Here we go.
Sign up to support Palestine.
Like, are you texting me? Or like?
Yeah, there's going to be text that goes out to everyone. There's going to be a bus that'll come on Sunday, picks us up, go to Gaza. The Moscow representative will meet you there and he'll get you situated.
I'm really busy Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What about Monday?
I have classes. I'm sorry, and I'm studying for my exam right now. I wish I could help.
You think you could, like, maybe give us a shout-out, maybe, like, hashtag support Palestine?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a fake Twitter account.
Hey, do you guys want to sign up to support Palestine?
Unfortunately, I have to go take a nap.
You guys just not care about Palestinian lives?
My boyfriend's grandmother is currently a hostage, so I don't think I can right now.
Like a Palestinian hostage?
She's an Israeli hostage.
Oh.
You want to sign up to support Palestine?
Yeah, sure.
There's going to be a shuttle bus that'll come here on Sunday that'll take you straight from here to the airport and from the airport to Gaza. And from there, there's actually going to be a Hamas representative that'll meet with you and get you greeted so you can get on the front lines and everything. Like, what's your firearm of preference? Are you like more of an assault rifle girl, submachine type of girl?
I don't know any of that.
I mean, he'll teach you everything.
I can't go to Gaza right now.
Can we at least get like a hashtag support Hamas on Twitter?
I don't have Twitter, honestly, or I would.
Do you want to sign up to support Palestine?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, how come?
Not because I do support Palestine. There's just a lot of issues in the legal community with outright support. Big firms are, like, firing people over it.
Oh, okay.
Or really, yet, however, career-wise, cannot. A bunch of students just got their firms rescinded.
Do you want to sign up to support Palestine?
I'm going to be completely honest. I know I should be more educated, but I've been swarmed at school. I don't really, outside of, like, what I read in the news, what am I supporting?
Like, you know, there's, like, Israel versus Palestine going on right now.
No, sorry.
Yeah, so, like, you would support Palestine.
Yeah, okay.
You want to sign up to support Palestine?
Palestine, I'm right here.
There's actually going to be a shuttle bus that'll be here on Sunday that'll take you from here to the airport, and then from the airport to Gaza, where there's going to be a Hamas representative to get with you, to get you situated and up on the front lines. Are you more of an assault rifle guy or a submachine type of guy?
Submachine type of guy. I'm not going. I'm not going, buddy. I'm not going to Gaza. Oh, hell no.
I'm not going.
Can I get you to at least, like, tweet, like, hashtag support Free Palestine?
Oh, yeah.
Can I see you do that right now?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Do you want to sign up to support Palestine?
Sure.
On Sunday, there's actually going to be a shuttle bus here that'll pick you up and take you to the airport, and then from the airport, they'll actually take you to Gaza, where a Hamas representative will meet with you and get you situated to get on the front lines.
So, no. I can't do all that.
Why not?
I have work.
Can you take, like, a two-day vacation?
To go to Gaza?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know how dangerous that is? Are you going?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You want to sit next to me on the plane?
Listen, are you serious?
Yeah. Are you, like, more of an assault rifle girl, submachine gun type of girl?
Hold on. Get out of here.
I'm being so serious.
I know you are.
But you don't want to come with me?
So I don't want to go to Gaza.
Okay, yeah. Well, support tests are kind of fizzling a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it was a commitment.
Yeah.
Come on.
Interesting.
They've been screaming at police in New York with a flag, then you're good. Other than that, forget it.
Do you think one of our listeners is surprised to hear that? I don't think so.
No.
Very, very, very predictable. All right, more coming up on What's On Your Mind. We'll tackle the special session and some big reform next.
At Summit Carbon Solutions, the safety of landowners, communities, and workers is our top priority. Here are some of the safety steps we're following on our new carbon capture and storage project. Summit Carbon Solutions, we use top-rated materials, including American-made steel. We'll go beyond U.S. Department of Transportation regulations. The pipeline will be buried at least 4 feet deep instead of the required 3. 100% of welds will be x-rayed instead of 10%. We'll deploy real-time leak detection and in-person monitoring 24/7, 365 days a year. This will be the safest pipeline ever built in the U.S. Pipelines are the safest mode of transportation, and the 5,300 miles of CO2 pipelines in service today are the safest of all pipelines. In fact, there has never been a fatality from a CO2 pipeline. This project will drive job growth across the Midwest and boost the ethanol and ag industries that are critical to the U.S. economy. Learn more at summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The search for a mass killer on the loose in Maine continued overnight. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a suspect who they believe was the gunman who killed 18 people in the town of Lewiston Wednesday night. The United States, using satellite-guided missiles from fighter jets, attacked two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran in what defense officials are saying were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Today is officially National American Beer Day and a TGIF. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On your mind, brought to you by PetraServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, tater tot hot dish today in Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, barbecue chicken or lasagna with garlic toast, barbecue drummies, 12th and I-29, NP Avenue, tater tot hot dish, PetraServe USA, Glendon off Highway 10, cheeseburger mac today, beefy noodles on 45th, and scalloped potatoes and ham at Castleton, that beautiful new location, coming soon to Wahpeton, too. They're in the middle of that project, so soon Wahpeton will have that as well. Home cooking, grab and go convenience, PetraServe USA. And by the way, last couple of days to take advantage of the specials of the month, which include all PetraServe USA coffee mugs, $2 off. So it's $2 off to buy the mug, and then you have free coffee for the life of the mug. What's not to love about that?
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly right. Some interesting text here from some of our listeners. 12 inches of snow in Dickinson.
Buddy.
Wind chill is 9 below, says this listener, but I wouldn't live anywhere else. We're not wimps in North Dakota. Well said.
Boom.
Another listener said, in our house, we can push a button and the garage door goes up, and push a button and the car starts, but we still complain.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Yeah.
Don emailed in. He said, what a bunch of BS. Now schools need to tell parents when there's a no shorts alert. So apparently kids have to be told this. Have you seen the college campuses? Hello, they run around in underwear in the winter.
We had a call from James or Valley City earlier that said the school put out an advisory this morning, no shorts.
Yeah, no shorts.
We're done with shorts.
That might be a bad thing.
Another listener text, my friend's son-in-law in the North Dakota Guard just got sent to the Middle East. They are not happy. Yeah, well, it gets real then, doesn't it? Appreciate you sharing that with us, and we'll certainly keep all those troops that are being mobilized in our thoughts and prayers. One last text here. New York City, any space left? I did not hear if we filled that last slot, but we had two spots left as of yesterday for the Big Apple trip, which, by the way, is magical during the holidays. My wife, Maria, and I are hosting our 8th annual trip to New York City. It is November 28th through December 3rd. So we take off on the 28th of Tuesday, and we're back on Saturday. And in addition to seeing Hamilton on Broadway and Radio City Christmas Spectacular with the Rockettes, we're also going to see everything you need to see in Washington, D.C. Round-trip airfare, deluxe motor coach travel, hotel accommodations.
D.C.
Did I say D.C.? Sorry.
Yeah, D.C. You've done D.C. too, so I can see
it. Going to D.C. on Monday, actually, so maybe D.C.'s on my brain. No, we're going to see
We should call the guy and make sure the last two seats are available, because I'm telling you, did that Gutfeld thing, I was like, oh, man. I almost picked up two of them.
We're doing Gutfeld in the studio audience for taping a Gutfeld at Fox News Channel and Fox and Friends. Anyway, go to am1100theflag.com, click on the New York City link, and you'll get all the details. Or if you want to call direct and snag the last pair, 952 898 3478 extension 228. 952-898-3478 extension 228. Jim Casper joins us next on the program. Jim has been a member of the state legislature since 2001 and told me yesterday that one of the most significant bills that has been passed during his service in the House is the reform that came for the PERS board. HB 1547 was the bill. Jim, welcome back. How are you?
Well, fine, Scott. Thanks for having me back on.
You bet. What is the ND PERS board? What does PERS stand for?
North Dakota Public Employees Retirement System. It was a board that was formed in 1961 by legislative action to be in charge of and responsible for the state employees retirement plan, health insurance plan, and a lot of other employee benefits and things like that. So it's been in existence quite a while.
And how was it governed for those years?
Most of the time, I can't go back to 1961 as far as how many board members, but currently, until this special session, there were 9 board members. 6 of the board members were public employees. 1 was appointed by the governor to chair the board, and 2 were legislators appointed by legislative management. And so over the years, the state employees who are the beneficiaries of the retirement plans and the health insurance were the ones that made the decisions, and the legislature really had no ability or authority to change their decisions.
Well, and I mean, that's sort of like setting it up for failure. 6 state employees deciding, you know, what's fiscally prudent for the state of North Dakota. There's not much incentive to say, well, we really should be careful here with the taxpayers' money, right? You're going to say yes, yes, and yes again, right?
Well, to a certain degree, the power in the PERS board, Scott, it has always been in the executive director, who is a salaried employee. That person runs the board. You know, state employees, they're good people, but their expertise is not in, you know, how do you handle multi-billion dollars worth of investments and what is the best type of health plan that we should have for these state employees. And frankly, we have many, many political subdivisions that are also in the health plan and in the retirement plan. And so the House Bill 1547 made a dramatic change in the makeup of the board. And I think it's way for the better for the people of North Dakota and the beneficiaries of the plan.
Well, you shared an example with me about a decision that came before the board previously related to the health plan. And, of course, the legislature is, you don't have any choice, right? You, whatever PERS says we want for a health plan, you have to fund, am I right?
That's correct. The process that has been followed over the years, which is the right process, is that the PERS board will call for RFPs for the state employees' health plan. And they call for proposals to be a modified self-funded plan and almost all the time a fully insured plan. Now, I've been in the employee benefit business, Scott, as my career for over 35 years, and I'm very familiar with, you know, how self-funded plans benefit employers, particularly larger employers. And in my practice, anytime that I have an employer with 400 or more employees, we almost always end up in a self-funded plan because you save a whole lot of money. You're able to strip about 8 or 10% out of the cost because you get rid of the insurance company's overhead and profit. And the state employees' health plan has roughly 60,000 covered lives, but we've never been self-funded. That's been the frustration of us as legislators over the years. Why don't you become self-funded? Well, they did not choose it. And so, therefore, when the PERS board makes a decision on the type of health plan that we're going to have, they send it to the legislature, and we have to fund it. And we have no input. That's why it was so important to finally change the board makeup.
Well, how would they operate? Would they go out every year and do a request for proposals and see what they got for health plans to choose from?
Well, that's another problem. No, the practice has been when you engage with a health insurance company, Stanford right now is the carrier for the health plan for the state of North Dakota. They have been for a number of years. They were chosen over Blue Cross maybe, what, 6, 8, 10 years ago. I forget the timeline. But they undercut the Blue Cross bid by about 13%. And they got the plan. It was a two-year contract with the opportunity to renew for two additional two-year terms. And the second 2 years came up, and the rate increase was substantial. And rather than going out to bid when you have a substantial rate increase, the PERS board just renewed with Stanford. And it's been that type of thing has been going on ever since. This last year, there was a 15% rate increase for the health plan, and the PERS board chose not to go out to bid. When I'm working with my clients, Scott, generally, if I receive a 7 or an 8% renewal increase, I'm out to bid because we've got about 7 or 8 really, really good insurance companies that you can ask for proposals. But that has not been happening. So it's very frustrating. And, of course, the cost to the taxpayers of the state of North Dakota for the health plan is right around $600 million per biennium. So we're not speaking about small money. And the employees' health plan is paid 100% by the state. No employee contribution.
So it's a good plan, obviously, but the makeup of the governance of this obviously is not working, because if you have no incentive whatsoever to control costs, then that's not going to be a good outcome for the taxpayers. How is the new board set up?
Well, the new board, we will now have 4 legislators, 2 appointed by the majority leader of the House, 2 appointed by the majority leader of the Senate. Then the governor, who previously only appointed 1 person, will now appoint 4 people, one of whom will be appointed as chairman of the board. And in the bill, we put in that all the people that the governor appoint must have experience and background in employee benefits and retirement plans. And we want to get expertise on that board. And that was one of the key things that I thought would be important to have on there. And then there will be 3 state employees who will be left on the board. So a total of 11 board members as opposed to 9, and only 3 state employees and 4 or 8 from, you know, other areas that I just explained. So I think we'll have a lot more expertise and people who are involved in those types of benefits in their business. And of course, legislators, we hear these bills all the time. I've served on the IBL committee where we hear the PERS board bill since 2001, since I've been there. And it's been really frustrating over the years where we could not get the board to make changes. And I don't know, frankly, why I didn't think about changing the board makeup earlier, but finally we got it done. It was quite a battle to get it done, actually.
Why was it a battle?
There are certain people in the legislature who just think one of the biggest accusations was that a legislator, only 4 on the board of 11, has an inherent conflict of interest, because as a legislator, you're there to do the best for the your constituents, but on sitting on the PERS board, you're supposed to be looking out for the best interests of the plan, and you have a conflict. Well, to me, that was a ridiculous argument, because they're one and the same. We as legislators have, we swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States and the state of North Dakota, and to uphold all the laws of our state, and we try to do the best of our ability, the right thing, regardless of what's in front of us, and I believe that on both sides of the aisle. And so the argument, conflict of interest, which was a shallow argument, but it was particularly made in the Senate. I was so proud of the House, Scott. I carried the bill on the floor. Our final vote was 80-12. All 80 Republicans voted for the bill, and all 12 Democrats voted against it. But I was so proud of our Republican caucus in the House. The Senate, the final vote was 34-13. And 9 Republicans voted against the bill, but we still carried it with big majorities in both chambers.
It was time.
We signed the bill.
It was time. Good work, Jim Casper. Thank you very much.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life, because you were made for more.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the life of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. PetroServe
USA. Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Clay and Wilton County, 750 acres of crop and pasture land in Rolette County, 1,500 acres in Botno County, 1,000 acres in Ward and McHenry Counties, and thousands of acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Slope, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Bowman, and Editor Counties in North Dakota at Piper's annual Western North Dakota Land Auction event. View all land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's on your mind at 11 before the hour? Kudos to Jim Casper on the explanation and the work, obviously. Overwhelming majorities of the House and Senate approving. You know, 60,000 people covered by this plan. I mean, this is a major, major, major expenditure of the state government. So you want to take care of your state employees, no doubt about that. But you also want to be fiscally prudent and get the best bang for the buck. So it sounds to me like this change is way overdue, and good work in the last legislative session. By the way, all those changes go into effect immediately. So the changes already are underway. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends Mike Pillow, Mike Lindell, and the team. I have on good authority that the My Slippers, Kev, that you love and wear around the office and the studio house.
Yeah.
That they are currently $39.98, but they're going to be going up in price $10 in a day or two. So if you want the My Slippers at that incredible price of $39.98, use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com/Scott. MyPillow.com/Scott gets you right there to our page. Or you can call 800-506-9028. All right, 10 before the top of the hour. Last chance for some comments here before we get to Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Cheryl emails, I'm curious to know how the Burgum team, that'd be Governor Burgum, feels about Hugh Hewitt being named a moderator for the next debate. Even though Hugh professes to be Switzerland on his show, in my opinion, he's been extremely dismissive of Governor Burgum, and previous moderators have also appeared less than interested in what Governor Burgum has to say. Latest example was Dana Perino in that last debate. Realistically, I don't feel that our governor has a real shot at the presidency. However, he presents himself well, and every time he gets on stage to speak on the national stage, it's a big win for North Dakota. And for that reason, I'd love to see him on that stage in Miami on November 8th. Who else is moderating, Kevin? Did you hear?
I did not. I hadn't even heard that Hugh Hewitt was had been picked, but I think he was a good pick. We'll see.
Yeah, it's the debate is being hosted by Salem, which Hugh Hewitt is, like Charlie Kirk, a host that is syndicated by Salem Radio Network. So that's why Hugh's on there. The other sponsor is NBC. So I'm not exactly looking forward to who their selection is going to be, because you can only imagine. Which begs the question, why does the Republican National Committee think having NBC host a debate is a good idea? I suppose they figure because it'll be on NBC and maybe more widely watched.
Yeah,
but
probably. Yep.
Do it on Newsmax. I mean,
yeah.
People,
why not?
People that are going to watch this and care about it, they're going to find it no matter where it's at. So that is a.
Well, they think, and that's the whole mainstream. They think the networks are still a thing and mainstream. It's I don't know anybody that makes a point to watch the nightly news or the ABC or whatever. Used to be with Cronkite and Brokaw. I mean, there was three choices. Then Fox came along with all the local editions, but now there's a gazillion of them. So I don't know if they're as relevant as they used to be.
Texture says, Biden is claiming the economy is great and inflation is down. I'm currently listening on the app while waiting for new tires on my pickup. $2,200 for four tires. That is double the price of the tires that are being replaced. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah, exactly right.
There you go.
Exactly right. Super producer Chris Larson found out the moderators for the NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt, Meet the Press moderator Kristen Welker, and then Hugh Hewitt.
Okay.
So you've got two lefties and someone who is... Hugh Hewitt is not a lefty. He'd be more moderate, I'd say. So, anyway, there you go. $2,200 for four tires? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Texture says, I think the confusion people have with their contempt for the Jewish people is that there has been a people called Ask a Nazi Jews that have been masquerading as Jews for hundreds of years. They were far from a godly people, not going to get too far into it, but there was a lot out there. The information is being hidden behind the fact-check propaganda army. If it wasn't a thing, the fact-checkers wouldn't care. There's a lot there. But how anyone, Scott Hannon's opinion here, how anyone cannot be on the side of the Jewish people? A beacon of freedom in the middle of a cesspool of generations of hate is beyond me. This is easy. This is not hard. And look what they endured in this most recent attack. And now we're arguing that they should restrain their response? Would you restrain your response? Your loved ones were kidnapped, heads cut off, tortured, bodies burned, kidnapped. Wow. Texture says, what are the names of the North Dakota senators who voted against the income tax bill this week? I can find that for sure. So we'll put that on the to-do list. In fact, Mr. Super Producer, we should talk about that and get some senators the North Dakota legislature on. They were opposed to that, and find out why. But we can get you the list. We will. I promise to do that next week. A few more texts here. Some of these are for Senator Kramer, so we'll do that next. Your calls welcome for him. Your texts welcome for him. Full hour, Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kramer coming up.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline, and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.